The internet is a big, wide world.
Can you explain what internet is?
Oh no, Kimmy. The internet doesn't talk like that.
Let's show you the good stuff.
Say, I don't know,
Get lost in the corners of the
On this episode of Corners of the Internet, we are talking about GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr.
It's a web-based geographical guessing game that has become extremely popular since its 2013 release. GeoGuessr uses Google Street View to place you on a random street or road somewhere in the world, and you have to select on a world map where you think you are. The closer you get to the actual spot, the more points you get. The maximum amount of points is 5,000, which means you were pretty damn close, like under 10 metres away from the actual spot. The game involves 5 rounds, which means a finished game gives you a score of up to 25,000 points. The locations that you're dropped at are semi-random. This is because it has to be a place that Google Street View has documented. So this actually excludes a lot of Asia and Africa, large areas in South America, and most of Russia. So once you know this, guessing becomes a little easier. There are other things in the game that make it easier. You are dropped somewhere random, which could be a road in the middle of a desert, but you can use the navigation arrows to travel up or down the road, and depending on how patient you are, you can travel as far as you need to find a street sign, a monument, or a clue as to where you might be. And this is where things get contentious. There are two approaches to the game of GeoGuessr. The first one is what I call the purist approach. The second one I call the use any resource available to you to get as close as possible approach. Chloe is a purist. Chloe, welcome.
Hello.
Let's open up the app and start a game.
Okay, I'm in challenge mode accepted.
In front of me, I can see, it looks like a brown road. There's a bit of a water body next to it. It sort of looks, it's pretty remote. There's not many houses or buildings around.
It is remote, isn't it? Yeah.
So talk me through how you, as a GeoGuessr purist, how you'd play this level.
Okay, so initially I walk around a lot like you do, but the first thing I look for is usually at the vegetation, what side the cars are driving on, and I've just come across kids playing in the water and somebody riding a horse on the back. Also, there's a lot of houses. I look at the housing, kind of what degree of structure they are, and then I can guess kind of how developed the country is, essentially. So that's how I kind of skew in on it. But usually a sign helps the most.
So I'm impressed, I'm going to be honest. So you look at this scenario in front of you and you look at every single clue that is available to you in this screenshot of the Google Street View. I have a very different approach. So what I would do is I would walk down the road until I found a street sign or some kind of word clue. So maybe, you know, the name of a school or a shop. And this is where I open another tab on my computer with Google. And I Google the name of the place. I cross-check to Google Maps. I have that open. I can spend up to an hour per round doing this kind of sleuthing to try and find the exact point. There's a lot of schools of thought on this, and I've found some Reddit conversations and also lots of chat forums where people accuse me and people who do what I do of cheating, which I feel like you've actually done, Chloe.
I think, yeah, as soon as you told me that's the way you do it, I just accused you of cheating immediately, because the idea of that doesn't it feels like you're going out of the game, and that's not the point of the game. Everything that you have in the game should be there in front of you.
I found myself even using an online Russian character translator, translating street signs into English. I feel like my approach to the game means that I learn a whole lot more about the world. And, you know, it is really satisfying when you get, when you pinpoint the Indian preschool to 2 meters of its actual location. Like, that's a satisfying feeling. I have received a perfect score before. So that is 5 rounds of 5,000 points each. So 25,000 points in total. And I've actually never enjoyed the game since I received that score. I've opened it up countless times. Like, I'll have a quick game of GeoGuessr. But the joy's gone because I've received the perfect score. Yeah. Like, I've beaten the game.
Yeah, you're the top.
So Chloe and I might have to agree to disagree on the best way to play GeoGuessr. But let us know if you've played it, if you love it, if you hate it. You can hit us up on social media. And if you want to try the game out for yourself, it's geoguessr.com. For more episodes of the Corners of the Internet podcast, jump online to next.afters.edu.au and click the podcast tab.